President Feuer, and good evening to everyone joining us here in person and those of you listening and watching at home. I would like to welcome back all of our students and staff from spring break. I hope that you had a restful and productive break and are ready to get back to work as we finish this second semester of this school year. This Thursday, a group of 70 volunteers from PG&E will be providing their time plus the paint to bring color to Commodore Sloats Elementary School's yard, where an asphalt area will be transformed to become a play space full of color. The event is being organized by Playworks of Northern California, which is currently working with 20 of our San Francisco Unified School District schools to provide trained full-time coaches focused on recess. So I want to thank all of the volunteers for doing a little sweat equity and helping our students to have a good play area. Along with implementing the local control funding formula, school districts across California are required to adopt a local control and accountability plan, otherwise known as LCAP, which will show how districts will spend their supplemental funds on high-need students. Similar to how SFUSD looks to the community for input on school site budgets and plans, parents and community members and organizations will be consulted in the creation of the district's LCAP. San Francisco Unified School District is working with the Board of Education's Parent Advisory Council, PAC, the District English Learners Advisory Committee, DLAC, and other organizations to hold a series of focus groups and public forums. Community partners in this outreach include Chinese for Affirmative Action, Coleman Advocates for Children and Youth, Mission Graduates, Parents for Public Schools, and the District PTA. Several LCAP focus groups are taking place with parents of low-income, English learner, and foster youth. The first forum open to all parents will be held this weekend. That's Saturday, April 12th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at Aptos Middle School, which is at 105 Aptos Avenue. And I want to thank our Parents for Public Schools organization for organizing and all of our partners for being there. We invite you to attend and have your voice heard, please. SFUSD School Health Programs has, I'm glad to announce, received a grant for $1.4 million to continue the prevention of student tobacco use from the California Department of Education. Over the next 3 years, this money will enable us to continue educating students about the risks of smoking, tobacco, nicotine products, and addiction, including e-cigarettes and cannabis. The money will also help increase our outreach to students to use what we call QUIT machine, which are services provided by nurses and community organizations, including tech support, to help students quit smoking. We'll also provide intervention for youth who have been caught smoking and are reluctant to quit, especially for student populations that have been identified as some of the most hardcore smokers in our community. It's our goal that no one will start or continue to smoke in our community. So with that, thank you for being here. And President Feuer, I turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Superintendent.